Who's your starting goaltender tonight?
Hutchkos.
Connor is one of three goalies that's passed over 3,000 minutes to this point in this season. Yeah. Just a thought on the way he's been able to handle it and, you know, take some time off when he's needed and just the continual growth for him.
Well, it's the part of the process that that all of these guys, to become that number one, have to go through. It's handling a heavy workload. I think he's got to that number unusually in that we ran 10 straight at home at this time of year. So we had some injuries, but even with that, you're going to run your A guy at home. And we'll start when we get back out in the road here in March a little bit. We'll start to get some relief for him. He's played exceptionally well. He's been consistent. It was a really big game last night. It was good early and then preserved it in the end. I think we've done a pretty good job of letting him see pucks and understanding where the puck's most likely to come from, but he's been darn good.
Have you seen any sign of fatigue from Connor?
No, we're not in that part of the season anyway. I mean, it'll be mental more than anything. Like that the month that we just had, there's five or six off days for him. He's been sharp, feels good. We just thought back-to-back. I kind of like when you have the opportunity to take your goaltender out after a win. You know, you don't do it very often. You certainly don't do it a lot after shutouts. You give him, you want to keep it going. But back-to-back nights, he feels good about himself. He gets a rest day today, another one tomorrow, and then we can load up for March.
Any changes to your lineup?
Hutch should feel good about himself with the way that Tampa game went for him, obviously.
Yeah, he's in a rhythm now, seen NHL shots for quite a while, so he should feel good. He's looked good in practice, he's worked hard.
What's the biggest challenge in coming back from a concussion? I mean, it's almost a month between starts for him now.
Yeah, the biggest challenge is getting back in the net the first week, so I don't think it's a game. That doesn't change a whole lot. He's already been hit in the head a couple times, so he's fine.
What are you expecting from the Stars here? Ben looks like he's going to be moved to center, and how does that change the dynamic with their forward group?
Yeah, I mean, they ran the Ben unit with a different left winger against Kopitar. So Scheif will see that group, and then Sagan will get a lot of Brian Little, I would think, and or they may run Faxa against Little and see what Sagan can do against Kopp. So they got deep enough lines, they got deep enough, yeah, they're a good hockey team, so they'll be able to roll four if they need to.
Paul, are you expecting Chevy to trade for some veteran help in the next couple of days?
Just in the media pool. Some of you guys are in serious trouble. It'll be a late call. Keep your cell phones on, men. I've been through this enough to know that you can have plans and the things you want to do, and every team does, and that either happens for you or it doesn't. It's not a matter of want. If you want to improve your team, it's can you get it done in something that makes sense. I know Kevin's been working really, really hard at it, as all the GMs. I don't spend any time thinking about it. Some of the best trades you've ever made never happen. You find that special player in your own group, and certainly you can add something that can make you a far more competitive team. Either way, you won't know the day after the trade deadline. You got to get in and play games.